This is CliffCentral.com.
Beep, 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 beep. Beep, 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 beep.
Please be aware that this show contains crude and foul language. If you are sensitive to topics like science or religion, we cordially invite you to please fuck off now. Thank you.
I want to wish you all a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Thank you for listening. Goodbye. Hi. I'm so ahead of myself, you know. I'm also very full of myself, but that is because I've eaten so nicely. And people, this is Friday, December the 15th. The 15th. And this is the last show of the year of our Lord. Because after this, we all go on holiday. You know, so I want to thank you from the bottom of my dumb old heart for all the people who were always there for us. And I want to tell you that if you happen to listen, then you can write us on a WhatsAppy. And what is that WhatsAppy's number, Bernard?
It is 079-748-2090.
Any Afrikaans mense, sies toch?
Dit is 079-748-2090.
Daar so gee hy die mic a blowjob op die einde. Ek wil net vir julle vra, skryf maar so 'n bietjie dat ons kan sien hierso. Ek kan fokkel sien, maar Bernard, as jy sien iets gebeur, want Shemaine is weer laat.
Sy is altyd laat.
Sy is altyd laat.
Sy gil op ons.
Hoe is sy?
En nou sê hy,
Shemaine, waar was jy?
Hallo man. Ek, you know, ek
hoor
jou
mos,
hallo.
So, wat het jy daar, Nori?
Ja.
Oh, vrachtig.
Ja, vrachtig. Breakfast, a seaweed.
Seaweed, Nori.
Oh, when you say you
know what, Bernard, Nori sounds like a gay word.
Like dit doen, ja.
A klomp kak. Nora is een kak, klomp kak. Oh, daar's Nori.
Dit is precies wat het is. Dit is fucking Nori.
Ja, maar dit is sushi, seaweed.
Ja, maar dit is net dit. Daar's nie visie
die
by nie.
Ja, ons eet hom net so.
Wil jy stukkie broekassie?
Nee, dankie. Okay, so we got the fox and the pussy of Pinocchio here today.
Alrighty.
Okay, are you excited? We saw the show on Wednesday. We're not going to say anything until they come. We will tell them what we thought of their pussy piece of shit on that stage.
Oh my goodness!
No, it was fun. It was very, very good.
Yes.
So that will be our guests. And for the rest, Gavin has gone for the year. He is somewhere in Cape Town or Balito or I don't know.
Bless him.
Then Hannes can't come. He stops working today, so he could have come next week, but it's too late. So he sends his regards.
Thank you. And what about you?
I'm not
Greta?
Finished yet. Can I just finish? Then Rian is not here today with all his wonderful dances.
Oh.
Rian, thank you so much for the whole season of wonderful dancing. And hopefully we can do it again. And now, Shemaine, you can talk.
Yeah, I was just saying, hello, Beta.
Hallo.
Beta, you haven't been here for a while, huh?
No. Ek was 2 weke terug hier.
That's a while.
Jy is 2 keer 'n jaar hier gewees.
I should go away now.
Want jy is besig apparently altyd.
She's a busy little woman.
Ek werk laat. Die dames in Ravonia's route werk ook laat.
You know, you found my other vacation. Well, you know, I'm not really making money, so I have to substitute.
Ek wou sê ek het een herken toe ek van Beefcakes af ry laas Vrydag.
The legs, it must have been my legs,
yes,
my fantastic
definitely.
Legs. Ach, Betty, ek is bly jy dit tot dusver geheim gehou.
You got some nice Sky News for us later.
Oh, lekker nuus. En oh, ons gee lekker, lekker pryse weg vandag.
Regtig?
Ja.
Maar soos in lekker pryse.
Amazing prys. Ons gee 10 dubbel kaartjies weg. Van 'n music festival.
Oh my goodness.
In Berrydale.
Berrydale.
Dit is 'n hele naweek festival en die kaartjies is baie werd.
Can I tell you something? Berrydale. Mm. Amongst other, it's close to Prince Albert and all that. Oh. It's the concentration of the South African Afrikaanse de Vriese come from there.
Okay.
Berrydale,
oh, wow.
Prince Albert. So I should actually go and go look for lost cousins and drunk uncles.
Maybe there's one or two who look like you.
I don't know. But I know like the...
You don't want it to be true, hey?
No. There's a writer called Abram de Vries. Bram de Vries. He also comes from there.
Oh, yeah. Hello, family.
Oh, yes, my darling.
Oh, my
of course we are.
Hello, Gareth, the gorgeousness self.
Yeah, we got a whole party here today, eh? We've been eating and drinking. Everyone's slosh.
Nas koeke en taarte.
Yeah.
Who are you calling a tart?
Yeah, no, I just wanted to say the taarte is here.
Who are
So, we're going to talk about that, but first I want us to sit back.
And relax.
You took the words right out of my mouth, Charmaine.
Oh, fuck it. Sorry,
We
Cassie.
Sit back and relax and listen to this little nugget.
Inakio. Inakio.
Brian Adams.
God.
It might be like a candy song.
But did you go and see him and how
yes,
was it?
It was amazing. It's
still,
amazing.
Still.
Rarig. I've never seen him live before. I've always heard his shows is amazing. And it really was.
His shows are amazing.
Whatever. Rarig. It was flipping amazing. Ja, dit, hy is op en af op stage en hy 3 mic stands op stage, een in die middel en 2 aan die kante, so hy sorg regtig dat elkeen 'n bietjie van hom kry. So hy's dan aan daai kant van die stage en dan sing hy en dan sê hy die en nee, dit was
skryf. Het jy nie geld vir screens nie?
Daar's 'n moorse screen agter hom gewees. Okay. Ja, met images en nee, dit was regtig 'n nice hip show, modern en nee, dit was great. Regtig.
Waar jy dit gaan kyk?
By die baie nuwe Times Square Casino van Sun International in Pretoria.
Times Square nogal.
Times Square, glad nie die naam werd nie, glad nie. Daai plek is lelik. Dis regtig lelik.
Is dit? Wat is lelik?
Ek het die architecture by binne is okay. Dit lyk nie soos 'n casino vir my nie. Dit lyk soos 'n mall en hulle het in een gedeelte van die mall matte gelê en masjiene neergesit waar jy 'n bietjie kan gamble. Dis die feeling wat jy kry. Jy kry nie daai casino feeling as jy binne stap nie. En buite dit is regtig mooi, net soos 'n daar's 'n globe wat nou 'n restaurant is in die binnekant wat buite is wat mooi is, maar die res dis so sulke panele wat nou kleur verander die hele tyd. Dan's dit pink en pers en blou en geel en groen en dit is regtig, ek neem 'n foto en ek post toe en iemand comment ek sê dis nie die naam van Times Square werd nie. En hy's comment toe hashtag modern architecture. Maar hashtag still ugly. Dit is rarig, dit is nie 'n mooi plek nie. En ook nie lekker uitgedink nie, want as jy nou 'n show gaan kyk daar, alle restaurante is in die casino, en dan stap jy uit, buite, in wind en weer, wat ons baie het die laaste paar dae, en dan stap jy uit na die arena toe, die Sun Arena. Dis nou waar die konsert was. En beautiful arena, rarig, modern, sitplekke, nice materiaal. Dis nie daai plastiek kakstoele wat jy op gewoonlik sit nie. Dit is nice comfy chairs. En my stap buite in wind en weer uit om daar uit te kom. Daar's glad nie onderdak enige manier om daar uit te kom nie. Wat vir my stupid is, want as daar nou 'n storm is, wat
okay.
Dan moet jy maar so 'n breeltjie saamvat, want jy gaan nie by die arena kan uitkom nie.
Ja, iemand het weer nie gedink nie.
Glad nie.
You know.
En daar's niks anders wat mense trek nie. As jy nie 'n show daar gaan kyk nie of gaan gamble nie. Daar's nie movies nie. Daar's
maar is dit ver weg van Menlyn?
Nee, dis naby Menlyn.
Oh.
Maar sit ten minste movies daar of Tempen Bowling of something.
Yeah.
Daar's the Magic Company wat ons oral by al die casinos is. Hulle is daar, maar as dit so groot soos 'n studio, dan's dit groot. Ja. So ek was nie impressed nie. Maar die arena is beautiful. Ek dink hy gaan die dome bietjie oor aan sit.
Oh good, want nou is dit mooi klank ook.
Ja, baie nice klank en gemaklike stoele en
klank, ja.
Die dome in Johannesburg.
Ja.
Ja.
Ja, dit klank is nou nooit lekker daar nie. Shemaine, en waarom werk jy so hard?
Wel, ons is nou amper klaar.
Wie is ons?
Jy weet mos ek skryf op die show Broken Vows. So
nee, ek weet nie.
Ja.
Broken Vows?
Ja, vir die...
Dis waar Charlene is, moes.
Die hele jaar al.
Hoe skryf jy? Maar dan is nie vir Charlene,
van die skrywers. Nee, weet jy, ons nie eintlik vreeslik baie nie. Ons sien die acteurs wanneer daar 'n gathering of sorts is. So,
hulle word weggehou van die acteurs.
Nee, dit is nie waar nie. Dit is nie. Dit is nie
waar.
Dit is
waar. Ek het dit nooit geklik nie, want ek is so... Ek is bietjie soos die Queen Elizabeth. Ek weet nie wat die normale mense doen.
Nee, dit is... Ja nee, dis fine, kassie, ouch, eina, maar ja, so dit is waarom, en jy weet mys, dis deadlines, en jy is jy een van die mense is, en dan wacht daar iemand anders vir om klaar te maak, so dat dit verder
kan gaan, so, okay.
Ja, so, it's a soort van, somebody's always waiting for you to get it done, and then, so that nobody is late, so, dis waarin ek werk, storylining en script.
While we Afrikaans-speaking people or understanding people are together, look, one of our guests, Pussy from Mick Pinocchio, won't maybe understand Afrikaans. So let me tell you what is the newest word I learned, which made my eyes roll.
You'd learned a new word from a pussy.
No, you totally miss. Ek weet nie, my Engels is seker swak. Nee, wat ek bedoel, daar's 'n nuwe Afrikaans, 'n neologisme nou, katoeter. Wat is dit? Wat is 'n katoeter?
Ek vir my is 'n katoeter nie 'n man se privaat deel nie.
Kan wees, né? Dit klink so.
Ja.
Here my katoeter. My katoeter ek weer vanmôre.
Dit vir maar dit laat my ook dink aan die naam Katoet. Katoet is mos die mense daar in Bali, almal se naam is mos Katoet. So I don't know, miskien is dit.
Okay, Bernard, en jy, wat dink jy is dit?
Ja, dit is ook my dis of dit wat sy sê,
of Bali,
of dit is ek weet nie, it's simple soos wat Afrikaanse mense altyd 'n app noem of so. Dit klink soos 'n dis 'n nuwe
is by naam, hè. Dis nie 'n app nie.
Dit's 'n app of 'n is 'n katoeter.
'n App is 'n toep.
Ja, nee, ek weet nou
dis wat ja, dankie. 'n Toep.
'n Toep, 'n toepassing.
Toepassing, maar is net 'n toep. Ek gaan my toep aflaat.
Okay, nee, ek moet nou die derivative so. Okay, nou maar dan maak dit maar, want 'n toep het vir my bietjie vreemd
geklink. Dis kak. Katoeter is 'n gadget.
Ah!
Ja, ek is 'n man vir katoeters. Ja, ons
ek
weet,
van katoeters.
Ja, ek is mal oor my.
En dit gaan nou beide kante toe. So wat sy gesê het, ek hou van katoeters.
Ja.
En ek hou van katoeters.
I like that. I like the beide kante. Ons het 'n woord wat vir almal van toepassing is.
Maar weer eens, soos in Afrikaans altyd is daar's altyd 'n twee slagtige dubbelsinnige betekenis. Vir alles in Afrikaans. Ek bedoel naai en toos en alles het twee betekenisse. So katoeter kan nou ook nog ingaan. En jy kan o, Here, ek soek 'n katoeter. Ek moet 'n katoeter vir my kry voor vanaand. Want ja, so daar het julle woord van die dag.
Kom ons praat gou oor daai hitsmerkie toe.
Hoekom
het hy vandaan gekom?
Ek weet nie, maar hy moet terug gaan daan toe.
Is dit nie Hollands nie?
Ek weet nie.
Nee, Hollands sê hash, maar hash sê hulle ook vir fucking dope.
Okay, ek maar hy is Engels.
Ja, maar die Hollanders praat baie Engelse woorde.
Huts, ek wil net hoor van die huts. A huts knoppie.
Ek weet nie, as daar iemand is.
A huts ietsie.
Is daar elektriese of 'n lektor is wat luister na vanmôre? Skryf vir ons op die WhatsAppie. Wat is 'n huts?
079-748-2090.
Asseblief.
Bedankt.
Then if you like Star Wars, there's a new movie out. And if you're really into Star Wars, you can watch the following. Maybe I should change the music.
That's nice.
Ja, maar nou moet ek Star Wars gaan opsoek, want dit is nou my app, it's professional. If I learned something, it is to be professional.
Ooit? Ach, ek is so seer, want my goed is nou op.
Is jou katoeter seer?
Nee, my seaweed is op. My katoeter is fine. Thank you very much.
What the fuck? Okay. Ek weet nie wat dit is nie. Ek dink is Star Wars. Okay, so, I haven't seen it yet. I'm gonna go again to that thing where you hop and skip and you get smells and sprayed with water and smoke, the 4DX. I'm gonna watch it there. Ben can't because he's a muffy. He can't stand it, eh?
What?
Those 4DX movies.
This. Shemaine.
Jy word gespray met water.
Nee.
Onder andere.
Ek's fine daarmee met die wind wat my kontaklense laat vaszuig in my eye sockets. Ek is fyn met die strobe light wat jou laat blind word en dat jy nie die beeld kan sien nie. Maar wat my fucking irriteer is dat dit voel of daar 'n kind agter jou sit en die hele fucking 2 ure jou stoel skop.
Okay.
Exactly. dit
okay.
So ek het al 4DX by Guildtree gedoen en sulke plekke. Dis fun en dis oulik want dis 15 minute en is klaar. Maar 2 ure?
Okay.
Nee, fuck off.
All right. Listen, I understand where you're coming from.
Yeah, but he comes from an old era. He hasn't evolved.
Which is fine. ek sien sy katoeters op sy arms is besig om te groei ook.
Ah.
Ja, maar dit moet ook net sê, want dan denk jy mense jy groei loop my arms.
Jou tattoos. Ek was gesê
dat jy
kom. Nee, ek
het
nie.
Wat sê jy as goed is? Hulle groei net, hulle raak net meer.
Wat het jy asit gevat?
Ek dink so ja.
Laat my tattoos groei nie.
Hoeveel vingers sien jy? 15.
Wat is in daai wat is dit?
Nokkie. Pinokki.
Sien as hoe lank klas ek.
Dis is Siwi Daniels. Dag af wat gepars is in 'n boek.
Sis man.
Ken jou tipe.
Well, I'm going to watch it on that. Apparently it's a wonderful version. the Star Wars, a good movie, a solid movie. If you are a big Star Wars fan, you can go watch the following movies inspired by this one. What's it called? This one. Beatons. Oh, The Last Jedi. The Last Jedi?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Not a clue.
12 O'Clock High. Anyone seen that?
No.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
I was high at 10 o'clock.
Letters Never Sent. Biscuits. Letter Never Sent. Anyone?
Nope.
Anyone? Bridge on the River Kwai.
I can't deny. My mom brought it for my movie.
And I was on that bridge long ago.
Ah. You were there?
Yes.
Oh, that's nice.
Was it Kwai?
It was amazing.
Was it Kwai?
I mean, but that was like 20 years ago.
Yeah, but the movie about that bridge was also like 150 years ago. And that was a war movie where they had to build. Was it in Japan? The bridge. Where did you see it? What country?
Kom jy was daar?
Ek wag nie, dit was in Thailand.
Okay, so it is Asian.
Asian.
ASEAN.
Wat het ek gesê? ASEAN.
ASEAN.
Kyk net weer daar. Ek is so fucking seker is daar. So gee weer daar.
Wat wee?
Ek wil gou my Google check.
Vir wat?
Vir die bridge.
Hier's 'n stukkie. Ek weet nie of dit nou die bekende een is nie.
Okay. Soet maar.
Nee, maar dis meer anders hierdie. Ek weet, daar's so een wat hulle fluit. En dan is daar 3.
Is right te.
Ja.
Want my ma het altyd gefluit en praat sy van die movie.
Okay. Het sy gefluit met haar katieter?
En dan sit jy prentjies in my kop.
Ja. Dis 'n nice movie. En dan 3 Outlaw Samurai. So, dat was 12 o'clock. I never let us never send Bridge on the Rook. 3 Outlaw Samurai. Dit was die inspirasie van die skrywer.
Nee, maar kyk hierso,
Van the Bridge. Van hulle nie flight nie.
Work on the crossing of a railway bridge over the river. That will connect Bangkok and Rangoon. Ja, okay, so dit was in Thailand wat ek het gesien het.
Skus dit.
Flight for Siri. Daar sê.
Ja, daar sê. Yay! Attention! Build the bridge! Build the bridge! It's Asian. Build the fucking bridge! Na 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 na. Build it. And people will come here. Build it. Tourist attraction. It will be wonderful to see the people here. So gaan hy maar net aan. So dit laat 'n bietjie boring.
Wat het ek daai ek het daai ding gehoor in baie Afrikaanse Afrikaanse movies.
Ja man, is Bridge over the River Kwai.
Well, dis moontlik as dit Afrikaanse movies was.
Ja, dan sal hulle geld om die regte te betaal nie, want jy moet regte betaal op dit. En ons het nie die geld nie.
Ou Afrikaanse movies.
Regtig?
Ja, klink so bekend.
Dis Bridge on the River Kwai.
En nee man.
By Oscars gewen. Dis hoekom
is possible.
Ja,
it's very possible.
Sê vir my, dis Pinocchio. My God. Rich over the river by. Ag, andersom. En dan the whale chase.
Ek sien hy Mark Edward the message ons hier op die Facebook page.
Ja, ja.
En hy sê, "Hallo julle, ek moet seker maak julle WhatsApp nommer is 0797482090, nê. Nee. Ek kry al van laasweek af net een tikmerk."
Oh.
Gaan wonder. Dit is 079
Amanda
748-2090.
Dit is inderdaad so, ja.
Ja, maar ons kry nie die WhatsApps.
Celeste. people are showing us their, I don't know, their dance styles.
Their katooters.
From across. Mm. Yeah.
Is Celeste showing her katooter?
Drinking water. Celeste's. Yes.
So, you know what? I'm so thirsty now. When you said katooter.
Are you?
Oh, I'm so thirsty. You know what I did? Can I tell you what I did? Can I tell you what I did? On my way here, I bought energy booster. And I... But I got, oh yeah, this is a while. And I poured it in my coffee. And that, it curdled. You know when the other was... it was like... Oh, drinking phlegm.
Why did... Really? Why did you do that?
Ek wil water.
Maar het dit in jou kop vir jou sin gemaak om te doen?
Oh, Celeste, ja, ek het gedaan, Kasper water toe.
Asseblief, Celeste, ek kan nie meer nie. Dit het in my kop sin gemaak. Toch, ja, dit gaan een lekker soet suiker by sit by die koffie.
Ja. Yeah.
Maar het rechtig soos phlegm...
Wat is flavor is dit?
Die soet kak flavor, wat... Die, wat plastic flavor. So ek het nie energie nou nie, ek wil net kots.
Wat se flavor is dit? Sweet plastic. Ek vir twee asseblief.
Bring Celeste vir jou water.
This is the Whale Chase from Pinocchio. I'm gonna play this for our guests and they must guess, eh? Oh, this is a beautiful. That is from... This is from... guess which movie is this from?
Yay! Baie dankie!
Baie, baie dankie, Celeste. Jy's a skat. Baie, baie dankie.
What's your name? Hey, Kaylee, how's your name? Are you here visiting? Are you coming to work for the day? Oh, it's Celeste.
Oh, what's lucky about Dankie, Celeste. Rai, what's a movie is dit, Jermaine? Ons het dit al behandel. Sien jy, ek dink aan hierdie radio show as school. Ons het dit al behandel.
In school? School daar?
Nee, ek sê, hierdie radio show is soos a school.
I know. Moon River.
Maar wat een movie is dat?
Casablanca? Which one then?
It's that movie, it's an old movie, The Unbearable Mrs. Twat. No. Breakfast at Tiffany's.
That beautiful Dutch woman.
Yeah, Audrey Hepburn. Belgian. Belgian, actually.
Was Belgian.
Funny enough, do you say that beautiful Dutch woman het a glad nie beautiful gepicture nie?
Oh, is that?
Your ma.
That was a mistake. Dutch woman. Klink so.
That was a mistake, wasn't it, Bernard?
That was a big mistake
that you,
to
that
say
that. That you didn't see beautiful when I said
I'm sorry.
Audrey Hepburn. You don't
now, when you say Audrey Hepburn, I see beautiful. But when you say beautiful that beautiful Dutch woman.
Oh, is it the way I said it? I'm so sorry. It's okay, in the delivery.
I think the way Dutch women hit the ear.
Yeah, okay, that's enough about Dutch women now.
Well, let's talk about Dutch
movie
men
is this?
Then.
Oh ja, wat movie
ek kan nie raai as jy praat nie.
Ja. Okay, I'm gonna make noises.
Where die fucking boring movie? Dunkirk.
Nee man.
Where? 1942.
Maar jy is reg met die Dunkirk associatie.
1942.
I was doing a world
Pearl Harbor.
Movie.
Nee, dit is nie oorlog nie.
Dit is nie oorlog nie.
Dit klink soos oorlog.
Like
ek het nie gegaan... Nee, ek gaan net...
Okay, now it sounds like...
Dumbo?
Before that, it sounded like an aeroplane.
Dumbo. It's an aeroplane. Okay, and this woman is dancing, she's looking up. Oh, I love you, I love you. Oh, I will always remember you, even though you died.
We are in your
I world. Had a farm in Africa.
Oh, out of Africa.
Yeah.
Oh, with Meryl Streep.
Yeah.
Oh. And what's that gorgeous man again? The tall one with the blonde
Redford.
Hair and the yes.
Robert Fopfop.
Yes. Oh, he was gorgeous. My goodness.
I know when he was younger. Eh?
Merci.
Isn't
merci,
it pretty?
Merci.
How?
Thank you very much.
Once you get ripples in the neck, you fucking not good anymore.
You think so?
Ugh, I'm just talking nonsense.
Okay.
Because I haven't got the ripples yet, but once it's coming. Ek weet nie wat die een is nie, maar dit is 'n bekende composer. O, God. Kom maar weer. Hans Zimmer is ons bekend.
Ja.
Lebo M is ons bekend.
Lebo, Lebo, ja. Maar
dit is Lion King.
Lebo M, Lion King. Die ken ik.
Dit is Lion King hierdie.
Hans Zimmer, nee.
Die Hallo, song.
Elton John het Lion King gespeeld.
Die song is Lion King.
Nee, dat is...
Nee.
Lebo M is...
Dit is fucking... Moet niet van mij... Dit is Lion King.
Zet jouw fucking Jazam aan.
Dit is Lion King.
Zet jouw Jazam aan, dat we zien.
Dus Can You Feel the Love Tonight van Lion King?
Dit nee, dat is definitief niet dit. Ik weet jou 250 biljoen fucking shares.
Maar het is van Lion King.
Well, right now nee. I can't feel the love
here. Nee, moet niet nou jouw story veranderen. Jij hebt gezegd, Can You Feel the Love Tonight? Van Lion King.
Van Lion King.
Maar het is van Lion King af.
Jazam, the motherfucker.
Celeste Jazam is on the jury. She is on the outside of the studio and she is, it's the Lion King. So Bernard, I think
he's got his Jazam on.
Oh, he can't concentrate when he's got his Jazam on?
The Jazam can't with your voice.
No results.
Well, listen.
Sit die studio klank aan.
Luister, daar is
de liedje voor jou
dan. Okay, dat moet ons verdwijnen, Rikkie. The song's name is This Land from the Lion King. Thank
well,
you.
Well, there's a whole lot of love lost in here.
Ek maar ek het nie gesê wat is shares ek jou weet nie. Dit was daai shares van
wat kry ek nou shares van wat's die
ja,
die ou nou, wat nou
Marcus Jooste.
Marcus Jooste.
Ja, jy kry daai
shares. Baie dankie.
Aha.
So, maar waar gebeur dit in dan in Lion King hierdie?
Dit is ek kan nie dit soveel onthou, maar ek dink dis daai na Mufasa dood is, dis soos so depro stukkie, wat hy net so uitkyk oor en dis fucking dor en ek dink is dit.
Okay.
Mufasa.
Laaste vraag, waar kom dit uit? Julle almal moet weet, as julle nie weet nie, is julle dom of oppervlakkige checkers publiek.
Star Wars.
Sy my moet nie so hard uitpak nie. Shhh, nee, dis nie Star Wars nie. Ons het ons nie Star Wars al gedoen. Ek gaan ons nou nie weer dit speel. Shhh, shhh, shhh. Moet sy aandoop. Kom nou met die main theme. Wacht, dat moet ek hom aanhelp. Jere. En die, wacht, laat ek dit doen.
Afhelp of aanhelp?
Ja. Aanhelp. Ek gaan hom aanhelp. Daar is hy. Ik weet nog steeds nie. Daar is hy.
Kom Elsa!
We're born free.
Ja!
Die oma kie.
Amanda says what? I can't
hear you. Switch it on.
I can't do that.
She can do it from that outside. She can
no, work herself. No, I can't hear you.
No, no, no.
Born free.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Amanda's desperately trying to communicate.
But she must come in. Amandy.
And then she goes like, oh, no.
Amanda, come in, my darling, and tell us what is wrong. Amandy. Amandy.
Nice.
Now there she comes. Is she coming? Yes.
Yeah, yay, Amanda.
Yay.
Welcome.
Hello, darling.
Welcome.
What's wrong, darling?
That was Madagascar.
Oh!
Which? No, Amanda, no. That was born free.
No, go out. Yes. Go out.
But Amanda.
Go out.
Maybe they but play it in you know, the Madagascars. Yeah.
So you know that soundtracks do. get placed
yeah,
all
but
over.
Yeah, but initial was born free about the lion.
Maybe it's the like the same with like Tene. Because I feel him in a Leon Schuster flick.
I'm sorry, Amanda. I've got to take 3 points away from you. Thank you.
Thank you for coming in.
Thank you for coming in and telling us cuck. Okay.
Oh, you rude man. Yeah.
Charmaine, I've got a wonderful gift I'm going to give you, not only when our guests are here.
Oh, that's lovely.
Please don't embarrass me with your reaction.
Okay.
Please be normal and adult.
Is it a man?
Something like that, yes.
Okay, then fine. So let's just say this. I must admit, I'm so glad there's a gift coming because this morning I was thinking, we didn't have a Secret Santa this
Nothing.
Year.
I thought about that. I thought about but when, look here, we're only three now, so we couldn't have had one. I thought about that.
Yeah.
It was gone.
But I am your Secret Santa, and I'm going to give you a gift you will not want to...
Give away. If this gift needs breakfast or lunch or supper, it's not
You'll
okay.
give it.
No, not okay.
No, this one doesn't.
All right, great. So it doesn't. I wonder what it is. A book?
Maybe.
Yay.
But I'm only going to give it when the pussy and the fox are here.
Okay. Listen, I have Bernard's Nieuwsgaaie.
What do you mean?
That's from Nieuwsgaaie.
They go like, they just went one shade, one notch.
You must ask if I say pussy. That's it.
Listen, people, if you're listening, just WhatsApp me what you liked this year.
Gotcha.
What was your highlights? What stuff don't you forget about the Gospel Radio Show?
Can you WhatsApp me?
But they must try.
Now, okay, well, you WhatsApp there. WhatsApp from your phone and see if...
Okay, I'm toots.
So, Cassie, I did get the crown. I watched the crown. I finished the crown.
One or two?
Both. Two.
I'm nearly finished, don't...
No, I won't.
I'm with the last episode now, the Unknown Man.
Okay.
With the Profumo and Christina Keeler sex case. I'm there.
So you don't want me to say anything. Go ahead.
I thought the second season was wonderful. Very interesting. I've learned things I never knew.
Yeah, it was they concentrated on others as well.
Yeah, but yeah, it was interesting.
More so. Yeah, I think it was.
I mean, the tough school that Charles had to go to, and yeah, he kept him there, the bastard.
Made him more human. It also made the old man seem more human.
Yeah, but not Charles, poor thing. But
didn't,
then
didn't he come across as more vulnerable to you, or
he was vulnerable to begin with?
But looking at it now, the way he is now, did that kind of
hopefully projection,
you know, into the
but
future?
He's not like, I've never seen him hug his father or anything. I don't think they like one another.
Oh.
Ek dink nie die Cliff Central ding werk nie, want ek gaan nou in my contacts en daar's nie 'n WhatsApp icon by die nommer nie.
Oh.
Ag mense, gewonder ons kry nie julle WhatsApp.
Celeste, what's coming on?
So somebody about that father thing, apparently his dad didn't particularly think him strong, so
yeah,
he had a preference for the daughter, for Anne.
Yeah, and she would have been a nice queen. Yeah. She would have been a nice queen instead of Charles.
Yeah.
No, not that Charles is a queen. You know what I'm saying?
There, Celeste. No, you people must come into the studio. We can't keep lip reading through the window. She's coming in. I don't know. There's a question about the WhatsApp.
That's a nice name for a song. Lip reading through the window. Oh, yeah. A musical number.
There you go.
I discovered...
Oh, WhatsApp is not working.
I discovered sounds of birds. Nice,
did
eh?
You?
Yeah. Oh. Oh. Mm-hmm. People, if you're stressed, just shh and listen.
I'm stressed.
Shh. Even aangaan met daai voel nie. Dink hy laat windjies te wille.
Dit klink soos jou flappy. Ek moet jou twakkie.
Maar ek het 'n flappy by die huis. Ja.
Ek het nie, maar ek het gesien jy was...
Waar?
In dinge.
In watse dinge?
Nee, dinge.
Hoe het jy die foto gesien? Mm. Wow, ek was hier verlede week. I was.
Twakkie, with Corneille, she was here, she loved it.
Nee, ek sê nou, ek het die foto's gesien, dit het prettig gelyk.
It's not like I was showing off, I was just peeping through the, you know, or looking from behind everyone.
Before we get up, before we get our guests,
yeah,
we are at the moment gay 2.5 gay and half straight at the moment in the studio. So we're waiting for Andre that'll up the gayness. And I think Chi is straight again. So before we get to that, can we do some homo talk? I just want to know about you were attacked at Burger King by straight ruffians.
Ruffians.
No.
No, yeah. That was a cock experience.
Were you wearing your dress?
No. Okay. No. A bar in Vereniging booked us for a show. So it's a straight bar, but every now and again they do gay evenings for the gay community in the area. And which I think is amazing of this couple. It's a straight couple. They booked us for the show, and me and Olivia May went and we did the show, and it was a success. And afterwards we're like, okay, why not have a Burger King?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like literally 200 meters from the bar, and we parked in the drive-through. Well, not parked in the drive-through, but and then all of a sudden this car comes screeching up from behind, pretending to want to bump us and shouting insanities and
What?
Just like, yeah, you love almost Rockies Dra in Morpheus in Sikkerhutters, which doesn't bother me because I'm like, whatever. But then the one guy started getting out and pulling his pants down and like, kaikiso. And I just sat there and looked in front of me. And then eventually he kept on pretending to bump my car. And eventually he did bump my car. And Olivia was immediately like, "Who's this in my car?" I said, "You sit still, you don't get out." And yeah, he kept on ramming into my car, but he knew what he was doing because there was no damage to my car. So it's not the first time he's doing something like this.
He loves his ramming.
Yeah, and I shouted to the Burger King staff, like, phone the police because I can't get away. There's a car in front of me. No one else is doing anything, and this guy's kept on bumping me. And the staff of Burger King was like, looking at me, not doing anything. So yeah, eventually the car in front of me moved and I just drove away. Like, paid for my food and didn't get anything. So we just stopped at McDonald's after that.
You need to go get your money back.
Yeah.
Or the food back. Or you need
to lay
a complaint.
Why didn't you just follow it up on the CCTV camera?
I phoned Burger King and then they said they can't do anything unless I go and make a case at the police. And
really?
So I was like,
yeah, but I understand that.
No, man.
No, in a way, I do as well, because
how can
I mean,
they not do anything. It's a matter of just, you know, acknowledge and give the person their burgers or their freaking money.
Yeah.
So, you know, and talk to the staff. Hello.
It's fine.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, and be on the lookout, Burger King people, for gay bashers.
I could now fucking mush a glitter bat in my car.
That is so
wat
sweet.
What Charles my gegeet.
Awesome.
There's a hockey stock wat hy glitter paint het en Betty's bat opgeskryf het. So, nee, straks moet nou maar kom.
Nee, kom. Laat hulle kom. Laat jy hulle bliksem. Oh my goodness. Well, you know, as mens van die dui wil praat, dan trap jy op sy katoeter. En hier is een van die duivels van Pinocchio, really live in the studio. We welcome Mr. Fox. He's been here before. He's a friend of the show. André Schwartz!
Yay!
Hello. Ja, dit gaan goed. Ek het net die laaste ding gehoor van jou glitterbed.
Hy is gemolesteer.
Gemolesteer, ek wens. Ja, ek was amper gebella bash.
Hi, dit is 'n bietjie onvanpas.
Ja, in vereniging van alle plekke.
Ja, maar wat soek jy daar?
Hy het 'n show gaan doen.
Okay, so help gou vir my Bella Bash.
Is dit jy gevoeter word?
Ja.
Bella?
Dit is net Bella. Wat Bella? Ek kan nie, dit is net.
Okay.
Ja.
Hy's lekker gebak.
It's just gay slang for being messed up.
André, ek wil daai ding opsit. Betta sit daai ding op, laat ek sy gesig kan sien. Ja. Nie jou nie. Die ene
daar. En ja, want ek wil vir jou sê, ons loer hier tussen mikrofone deur en dit is skrikwekkend. Ek kry koffie en no sugar for me, thanks. I have to try and keep this six pack.
He's so sweet. Did you see your friend Jane? Is she here?
There she is with the green thing.
Remember we spoke to Jane last time, André?
She doesn't remember me. I said hello to her earlier, and she looked at me completely dismissively and said, should you not be in the parking lot looking after cars?
Jane.
Those were exact words.
Miss Mujachi.
That sounds
like her. Yeah, that sounds like her. Yeah. So then says,
but we, don't you remember her?
I didn't see her.
I said hello, and you said, go to the parking lot and look after the cars.
Oh, my God.
Remember, is that singer?
Oh my God! Okay.
I don't go there with me. If you don't dream of me, this conversation is not legitimate.
How are you, babe? I'm here to apologize.
I'm hurt.
Can I offer you a little drink?
I've got a drink.
No, I already gave you.
Well, you can give me a hug. It might help.
Oh,
thank you, darling. Nice to see you.
You.
Yes. You were telling us about customs last time. Remember, Jane? You were telling
the
people who I can't speak. The people lying on the floor and all that.
Yes.
Yeah, boo.
I remember
that. But you're still looking good. Look at you. You haven't changed.
Of course not. It was a year ago. What do you expect?
I was thinking you'd be like older, Lana. But you're still like, you look fresh.
Do I look fresh?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
You can't even look at me.
No, I can't look at you because you know what? I'm looking at your eyes and I can see that nothing that you were saying is really heartfelt because you just feel bad about the fact that you didn't recognize me and now you're trying to make me feel good about what I look like.
I was not here at the time he arrived. It was Silas. She's the one who offered him the coffee. I was not around.
I was in that room.
Did
with
you
kids.
See me?
Yes.
And did you say hi to
and
me?
I said hello to you.
Okay. Next time.
I'm just kidding. It's lovely to see you.
There goes Jane again. Oh, well. I remember that day. It's
yes.
Wonderful.
So, it was fun.
Listen, I have to wait for Chi, I suppose. But I loved Pinocchio.
I suppose.
And I'm early. I'm early as well.
But that's nice. No, we said 11:30, didn't we?
I said call time 11:30 to be on air at 12.
Yeah, but I forget, and then in my mind it becomes 11:30. You can be glad it is not 11 o'clock in my mind. Then I would say
then
you
would have shouted, didn't you?
Yeah, I would. Why are you late? Listen, Pinocchio. Listen, Andre, it was a stunning show.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, because there were trepidations. We thought maybe it's a load of steaming cuck, but it wasn't. It was, well, Bernard, he hasn't seen much in his life, but he says it's the best pantomime he's ever seen.
Yes,
I haven't seen much in my life. Had you my post gesien nou die dag for all my shows?
It's too quick.
There's a photo. What's quick in a photo?
Ek het so gaan rip, het ek alles gesien. Dit was, denk jy, dit was baie shows wat jy gesien het?
En het gaan in elk geval nie nou oor jou nie.
Exactly, André, baie dankie. But he loved it. He was like a little child. Jumping up and down.
Awesome.
What is that brown girl in the ring song? I couldn't shut him up. This is the show now. Tra la 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 la.
Sing along.
Oh, I can sing.
You know what? Don't you think it'll be something quite sensible to perhaps let him do that? On his own in the studio and perhaps just put it on the website where he does the sing-along song with the moves.
But he won't remember the words anymore.
Yeah, luckily not.
Nobody can make his own up. No. It's like when he's cutting hair, he never remembers. He's got a book next to him.
That's right. No,
I've seen him refer to it.
Of course.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, the short back and sides. Let me just look it up.
Yes.
Nobody enjoyed it. And unfortunately, Charmaine couldn't be there, but I'm telling you, Charmaine, it was great.
I believe you.
It's really good.
Yeah.
Which one did you see last?
Pinocchio. No,
no, man.
Last pantomime.
Banter fucking mime.
Yeah, you guys keep asking me about
this. No, you keep saying no.
And I keep saying...
You never went.
I do, but it's like nothing that I go like gaga over. I'm just not that gay yet.
So you can't remember. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, no, I can't remember. But I think it was somewhere in the State Theatre. I can't remember.
But something that probably you have to say.
Probably a Janice Hanneman thing. And,
that you're not that childish about yet.
That too.
That's the song we have to sing.
I'm impressed, Casper.
Brown girl in the ring, tra-la-la-la-la. There's a brown girl in the ring, tra-la-la-la-la.
la, brown girl in the ring. Tra la 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 la, she looks like a sugar in a plum.
Maar dit was net ander woorde.
Dit was ander woorde. Ek probeer iets soek hier op my foon.
Figure out what a sugar in a plum looks like. What does a sugar in a plum
That is like a sugar plum fairy.
I wanted to ask her something and I now remember what it was. What is that Netflix thing with the comedian, British comedian with his father, and then they go on holiday? You must watch that. You will love it. It's called Jack Whitehall. Jack Whitehall.
Oh, yes.
And his father. Travels of Jack or something. I'll give you that. You will absolutely love it. You will. And I know you will. Wait, I'm going to try, people. This is going to be fucking amazing. I'm going to try and get his mic to work.
He can actually just come lovely. Around the corner and then it would be a working mic.
Am I right, Gareth? Gareth?
Testing.
There it goes. Well done, Casper. I'm impressed.
Nice, Casper. You've sharp on the... Sorry, you got all these kids in the office.
Yeah, why the hell are they here?
Some of them want to see you about the money you owe them, apparently.
Okay, now we'll talk. My lawyers will talk. But
I don't know what the show is you're talking about.
It's Jack Whitehall.
Oh, no.
Okay? And just look it on your Netflix. Look up. He goes traveling with his father. His father, okay. You will love his father. He's a grumpy old twat.
Oh, nice.
Very funny. Yeah.
But you must see all his Mad Libs videos that he's making.
I'm loving them.
Jack Whitehall or me?
No, you.
Oh. You.
Yeah. I followed you on Instagram right at the beginning, but yeah. I've now gone back and watched every Mad Libs video you've done. They're all hysterical. Someone sent me one on WhatsApp the other day. I don't know how you do that.
I don't know either.
From Instagram.
I don't know how you get it off of Instagram to send it on WhatsApp.
So somebody actually
showed
me.
Obviously someone is doing that, so they're sending them around. It's going viral.
Oh, that's good.
Awesome.
No, it's lovely.
Well, thank you.
Lucky to see you.
Yes, nice to see you. Binyongs.
Okay, now I must get this back. How the hell? Okay, we take...
Just unplug it.
No, man, wait.
There's a plug somewhere.
No, wait, man. I can't do this. I think it's mic 4, this one. Yeah. And now
what
I do
a piece
there.
Of cake.
No. Okay. So talk about the pantomime. Shemaine.
We're talking about the pantomime. So what I'm trying to find on my phone, anybody thinks that I'm rude, is a photo of a poster, and I actually think I deleted it, that was in the dressing room with one of the pantomimes that was still on at the state.
Oh.
And that was... years and years and years ago, and would be such a nice thing to post here with a very young Toby Cronier and Andre Hutton.
Yeah.
And I'd forgotten who the rest, but it was so lovely. Oh, damn, I must have deleted it.
And I just placed that mic next to you.
So, do you, Andre, I'm worried about these two.
Kay.
Do you think that I, as a woman who's not, you know, into pantomimes or musicals?
No, you shouldn't go.
Is that a strange thing? Is that odd?
That you're not into musicals or...
pantomimes, yeah.
I don't know. I suppose to each other. I mean, there are different genres of books and television series, you know.
Yeah.
There are guys who like chick flicks. I don't.
Yeah.
There are women who don't like chick flicks. And they, so, but I also think a lot has got to do with the mindset. You know, I think you might go to the panto and just think, you know, what do you want to get out of a panto? If you're going to go to a panto and think that you are going to sit there and get your life's lessons in singing or acting or get a very heavy story that's going to change, rock your world, that's probably not going to happen.
Yeah.
But what you are going to get at a panto is you are going to get an incredible amount of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to see enjoyment of other viewers sitting there, and also the kids are there. Absolutely adore it.
Oh. And I get
and it's
that,
beautiful.
But I don't want to feel... Yes. I feel so guilty every time it comes up, you know, like there's a gap that I need to stop.
But perhaps it's time to go and see one again.
A gap that I need to stop.
And weet jy wat help? Hulle verkoop wonderful slush puppies, and if you put a little bit of vodka in there... It just makes everything so much more palatable.
So much better for you.
It's like watching slapstick. It hurts. Well, okay, no, I'm lying. Slapstick hurts. Pantos and musicals, that don't necessarily. It's just not a.
But thing. I get
not a thing.
Someone that say they don't like pantos, but I don't trust people that don't like musicals.
Yes, like you don't trust people who don't like animals.
Yeah, they've got a list here in the program.
My scat.
They got a list here in the program of previous pantos, and I can tell you, I was Didi Kriel did the first bits couple of years, so I saw them all: Snow White, Aladdin. We're talking about 1988 now. Jack and the Beanstalk, Sleeping Beauty, Snow White, Sinbad. I think I still saw. Didn't see Roy Kapiki. Didn't see that. Cinderella, Sun City. No, didn't see that. Aladdin, I must have seen again. Yeah,
I was in Aladdin.
Oh,
yes.
Well, you Aladdin.
So you was it? No, I was.
Was it still like
the baddie? It was. Jay from Eden was Aladdin.
Oh, so they replaced the woman with men then?
Yes.
Thank
yes.
God, I hated that.
Yes.
In the first pantomimes, the men were always played by a woman, the hero. So Aladdin would be a woman. Yeah, I am lusting after a nice body, and then it's a fucking woman. Peter Pan, Snow White, Pinocchio. Oh, there was a Pinocchio before.
There was a Pinocchio.
Oh, but this one is very good. Cinderella, Jack, Aladdin, Peter Pan, Sleeping Beauty, Robin Hood, Pinocchio. I really want to do a panto, but I won't be able to do all those. How does it feel on a Saturday to do three? Do you know where you are?
Does it hurt?
As a fox.
Does it hurt? On a Saturday, you know. One of the interesting things of playing a baddie is that you play a baddie. On a Saturday night last show, you are a baddie.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think that is the fine distinction. It really does. Nine shows a week is hectic.
It's hell.
Yeah. And it does vocally, it taxes you tremendously. Yeah.
So with Hashem, marketing business, how's that helping? How's that working?
Exactly.
Do you get time?
That's a nice question. It really, really becomes quite hectic. Fortunately, and unfortunately, but towards the end of the year, things do taper down, and we don't have to do new concepts and stuff like that for campaigns. So it's basically stuff that has started that is just continuing. And I have a fantastic team with a marketing business who really, really look after stuff. So it gives me the time to really, when I go into the focus, to pantomime, to be able to focus.
Talking about, what did you say? Marketing, eh?
Yes.
Listen to this.
When you wish upon a star.
Hello, I'm Toby Cronje, and I'm once again having a ball on stage in Janice Honeyman's pantomime, Pinocchio. Please join me and André Schwartz in a show full of weird and wacky characters on a magical adventure packed with spectacle, laughs, and no end of surprises. Presented in association with Jacaranda FM and Mnet, we're at Joburg Theatre from November 11th to December 30th. Remember that. Tickets at joburgtheatre.com. See you at the panto.
Yeah, nice.
Of course, he's an inspiration.
Yeah, he was great. Yeah, he looks like Geppetto.
Yeah, but the wonderful thing about Tubi is, you know, whenever you were talking about the nine shows, whenever you want to feel tired, you simply think of Tubi.
And really?
And you just think, what is your problem, André? This man is much older and he's got the energy of a three-year-old. He really is astounding.
I love how generous you are. You know, it's a mark of a great person. So, I'm actually serious, you know.
Okay.
You could actually throw a lippy and go like toys out the cot. I've done this for so long, you know. So I can get tired, and you know how that whole stereotypical artist or artistry that sort of comes out. I think you can totally pull that off. But for you to actually go like, you know what, I can still learn, is amazing.
But it really is. I think the day you stop learning is the day you stop growing, and that the audience will get bored with what you're doing. You know, it's that kind of thing, to give them something different. And if you don't hone your craft and if you don't develop it, you're never going to give them anything different.
Yeah.
So, now, thanks. That's very sweet. The person playing the cat, the pussy, did you know her before this pantomime?
No, Pussy and I met when we started with the pantomime. And it was an amazing meeting. We just hit it off and we became an immediate baddie double act. So, that was great.
Welcome to the show, Chi.
Thank you for having me. Hello, hello.
Men, hi. Is it right? Mende. Yeah, because sometimes I try my best, I practice, and then it's wrong.
Yeah, no, thank you, thank you. It's really important Chimende. That people know each other's names.
Chimende. Yes. It is a tremendous honor to welcome you, Chi.
Thank you, thank you. That's what they say, my family at KFM in Cape Town, Prime Media. Whenever we'd succeed on a take, everyone would go, that was tremendous.
Oh, really? So I'm not...
So no you original. You are the first in Joburg.
Oh, okay, thank you. Well, wow. we just sang the praises of the show. We loved it very much. It is a very fantastic show.
Thank you so much for coming to watch it. What night did you come and watch it?
On Wednesday night.
Oh, yes.
It's a good show. You were fresh. It wasn't...
We were arrested.
You were arrested and still, yeah. We just talked about all the shows you have to do. But it is really good. So I have now deduced that you are a DJ.
I am a DJ.
Yeah.
I would like to be a DJ, but
I'm what do you mean KFM?
KFM voiceovers. Voice work. Yes.
But you got a lovely voice.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Oh, but yeah. You stay in Cape Town.
No, Cape Town was my first South African home.
Cape Town was my first home. Johannesburg, my last.
And here we are together. And the memories will be from our past.
Yeah. You make a wonderful couple, you two. The fox and the pussy.
We are.
We do have fun. We do have fun.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we get each other.
We do.
Yeah.
It feels really nice to be here together and doing the duo English Afrikaans combination. I feel very special.
I've taught Chi some Afrikaans words.
And please.
And the only real important phrase.
The most important is.
The way that she must address me is.
Groote. Great.
Yeah.
Koning. King.
But you've
some will say the phrases because he's a man.
I'll just say because he's old.
But we love each other.
Can I help you? It is actually Groote.
Groote.
Koningin.
Oh.
Koningin.
You know what? If I can wear a double crown, what the hell? Why limit myself?
Why? Does that mean kings?
That means queens.
Queens. Kings and queens.
Oh, Koningin is queens?
It's a queen, yeah.
Wow.
I'm the only one laughing. Andre, stop. He's just glaring at me.
I am absolutely not. I'm just thinking of all the options because I'm currently watching The Crown. And I am so into that. You were talking about Netflix. The second one. And you know, I'm a binge watcher, but with The Crown, I'm not binge watching because I'm scared it's going to finish.
It is going to
finish. I'm nearly finished. I'm in the last episode now.
You see, I can't. I really just watch one and then I wait.
But what do you mean you're really into that? Like Crowns, the monarchy?
No, the series. There's a series of Netflix.
The history of it.
And the history of it.
Very interesting.
Fascinating. Loving it.
I've double checked all the cross stories that they have, and it's true. Everything is true. So, yes, there was rumors that Prince Philip did have an affair when he was going away for that time when they were separated. All those things are true. So it's very interesting.
Okay, please tell all those who haven't watched The Crown exactly what The Crown is about.
The Crown is about Queen Elizabeth the Second.
Lilibet.
Okay. Lilibet, and it's her life from assume. What do you say? I said it through and fat.
I don't know. Isn't that it's
stalking to the throne? No,
isn't it assuming your position?
Whatever,
you know, whatever.
Ascending when
you
from get her your coronation.
Crown. Yes, there
thank
we go.
But you besteig die troon. So from her coronation, from her coronation until. We're now in the 60s. So what is so wonderful is that the Queen can watch all the sins of the past. I don't know if it's good or bad. Maybe they should wait until she's dead. Because they show quite embarrassing things as well.
I think so too. But a lot of the Philip affairs were, like, for example, with the ballerina.
Yes.
Apparently that was definitely not true. He had a liking for women of class. And he would very seldomly go as low as actresses or dancers or stuff like that. Because there was apparently the sort of pact between the upper classes that they do not talk. So
but they also had a boys' club.
They had a boys' club, yes,
yes,
where they had prostitutes running around and actresses. You know, actresses are all like that.
Mm-hmm.
So how far are you now? Which episode are you?
I'm four.
Okay.
Yes, I'm really, really doing it slowly.
Okay. I can't. I can't. Give it to me and then
it's very well done. That actress is so good.
Right? Who is the actress?
She talks, she talks like Queen Elizabeth.
Yes.
Yeah, very nice. There was a comparison with the olden way or the old way of talking and the modern way of talking, and apparently it's specific and it's perfectly on point.
Yeah, but you can hear Elizabeth, you know, her inflections. But
on fleek, not on point.
On fleek.
Yeah,
I told this to Andre a week ago.
Is it?
Yeah, he's been enjoying it. He's been enjoying it as he does his makeup and his eyebrows specifically.
Yeah,
they are on fleek.
They are different every night.
We were talking, Bernard and I were talking about you two earlier and your look, and it because your name is Pussy, and there's
Yellow.
And there's this orange is the new black. Yes. There's this girl who named Pussy. It's like similar name, and you look similar.
To Pussy.
To
the actress Samira.
Yes.
Yeah, someone has said that. My agent, actually, said
that.
You
guys look quite similar.
But I'm grateful. She's very beautiful.
Yes, she is.
She's in also A Handmaid's Tale. I hope to have the career she has. She's lovely. Yeah. So thank you.
You're welcome. I loved her. I hurt when she died. Oh, fuck. Okay.
Wow, this is just the show where spoilers come to live and rest.
Look, what is up with you?
Well, it is a season ago, so.
I mean, come on.
I haven't watched Orange is the New Black since season three.
No, you need to
I haven't Netflix.
Up.
I have been living under a rock. Okay. And just working, but not watching shows.
Askies, Nana.
Wow.
Askies.
Well, welcome to the welcome to the Casper Radio Show with Charmaine giving it all away, Harris. Bernard. Okay, now we talk languages. We said the Queen's language. Let me ask you these questions. Languages that are the easiest to learn. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of them. Which do you think? They are. It's about. No. It is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 languages are the easiest. 24 weeks. One is Dutch.
Yeah. Afrikaans, obviously.
They don't have Afrikaans here. I don't think we count. Danish.
German.
No.
Not?
No, that's category 2. I don't know how they can say French. It's easy to learn.
I was about to say French.
French is on the air.
I think it's got to do with the amount of pronouns and nouns and male and female. A lot of the easier languages don't have those.
Italian?
Like that and das and die, like you would have in German.
That's why German, I think, is second, more, category 2, because they've got the der and the die and the das and the whatever.
That's why all of those first ones don't have that kind of stuff.
Portuguese, I don't know. Romanian, Spanish. And Swedish, tak. That is all the easy language.
So Swedish, Danish, and all of those are quite similar.
Now, category 2, like 40 weeks to learn, German, Creole, Indonesian, Malay, and Swahili.
Okay, and category 3?
So category 3 is, I must just go to that page. Albanian. I don't know what this is. Amharic. What's this? Do we know?
Uh-uh.
Azerbaijani. I don't want to talk Azerbaijani ever. I don't want
to
speak.
It'll be a fantastic language to speak.
What is Azerbaijani?
Because you can, when you travel and you speak in that Azerbaijani with somebody, very few people will understand. So you can say what you want. But then this whole thing is from a Westerner's perspective, because I'm sure that if this thing was developed by somebody sitting in Japan, you would have quite a different skew on what they would think.
Yeah, because from what language are they learning to?
Exactly.
Well, what is their understanding?
According to whoever this is, the super hard languages to learn would be Arabic. Did you say Arabic?
Yes.
Yeah. Chinese.
Yes.
Japanese.
Yes.
Korean. Zulu. and Oza.
Oza. Interesting. Mm.
And you know what? So, South Africans who have lived in Korea, I heard them say it's actually pretty simple. So that's the South Africans. So I'm not sure. Maybe we have a we hear stuff a little better than others. Because I mean, how many languages do you hear all the time?
Yeah,
so you can differentiate sounds, and you go like, okay, now let's zero in on that because that's what I want to do. So the South Africans have said that Korean is actually not. And that difficult.
Perhaps, I don't know, Korean might have some of Indonesian, and I mean, there are a lot of Dutch words in Indonesian, so I don't know if that sort of brings out similarities and something easy on the ear for us that is not too foreign, as you said.
Yeah.
I mean, that we do hear so many languages, and that's what I always think in South Africa. It is so astounding how we forget about how multilingual most of the people are. You know, speaking up to 4, 5, 6 languages, you know. It's
and all of us, we have we sometimes you think you only speak 2 languages, but you know, you generally can understand some words from other languages and they all come together and you go like, "Oh, I got that. Oh, I got that. Oh, I got that."
Yeah.
You know, so we forget that we hear a lot more than we...
And all the new words, like on fleek.
Us, the kids now teaching us.
This is German.
What is it called?
Pinocchio. I promise you.
Woo!
And who's goodbye? Can't hear Pinocchio.
She's in first person.
I think so.
He's first person. Wonderful track for a porn movie.
For a porn movie?
Yeah, well, all the growing and showing.
Well, I don't know. I watch. I'm an old traditionalist. I go for the guitars. Tell me about Kanye Nokwe. She is fantastic.
Oh,
she's
yes,
a bomb.
Yeah. And
how
she's so lovely.
Woman, she is Pinocchio.
She is.
She is so good.
When we first had our first few, like our first week, our get-in week and our tech week, when we then went to opening, was the first time we were all really at 100%, obviously, on the stage and
yes,
full force. And I remember there's a moment when Pussy pushes her up the passerella. And when I touched her body, it was rock hard. And I mean, in her first week, she was very stiff. And now I understand why, because she becomes wooden.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
no, she's
amazing.
She's amazing to play with.
I told Casper as well, normally acting like that annoys me. But she does it in such a way that not once are you annoyed by it.
Yeah,
it's
you like
brilliant.
You love
she's the kind of actress who you like. It's quite fun. I feel like as we've developed, she's the kind of person who gives you stuff to play with, which is quite exciting, where you start to see your character develop through what insane trips she's going through.
Yeah.
No, she's and the difference between the puppet and the human is also very visible.
Astounding.
It's absolutely.
Yeah, when she changes to a real boy, I sat there waiting for her to mess up and do a puppet move. I was like, not once.
She's
like,
no, she's very clear.
No, she's stunning. Stunning,
and she's
stunning.
A lovely lady as well.
She's my friend.
She really is.
No, it's a very, very strong cast and a stunning production. And it's so beautiful. I remember, if I close my eyes and I have a sleeping pill, I remember purple and pink a lot from the production and blue. Yes, I'm closing my eyes, ladies and gentlemen, listeners. And I see blue and purple and pink.
He's going on a trip.
Oh, it's lovely.
How are we going to get him back?
Hello. Hello, little fairy. No, it was absolutely great. So, please excuse my incompetence, Chi, but then what do you do then if you don't do radio? What? Who are you? What are you? Where are you from?
I'm a girl.
Oh.
Standing in front of guys.
Standing in front of lots of guys.
But you are very famous.
I don't feel very famous. It's also an awkward place to move into, a bubble. And I don't feel famous yet.
She is very famous. Sorry, just yet. She is. When we have the kids in and they watch Generations, her character is called Wandile. They go crazy, these kids.
I don't have DSTV, I don't have SBC, I don't have ETV. Yeah. I just have Netflix. I don't have a TV. Oh, that's you better me there. Yeah. So that's why I don't know. I'm clueless, you see. Oh, so it's from TV. Modest.
Yes.
And actually, Bernard and I have been on set together.
When?
On Generations.
It's about our characters a year ago.
Have shared a storyline and a world together. A magical world with blue and pink and sparkly red.
And lots of fairies.
And lots of fairies.
But what role did you play, Bernard?
A silent one.
No, didn't you have a little singing with Betty?
No, we did that like a catwalk ramp thing.
Oh, you were Betty Bangles.
Bangladesh.
Betty Bangladesh did it. Okay. Yeah. Oh, fantastic. I love it how things just tie together.
Yeah.
Shemaine, what's your tie with us? Have you got any?
None whatsoever.
I warned her that I'm going to give her her Christmas gift. I'm going to do it now.
Okay.
I bought it in China. But okay. I didn't go there.
Okay. All I said was it must not need feeding.
No, it's not.
At any time.
No. It is from China, and it's something I have never encountered, but maybe...
I'm just reaching for my bag.
Is it a phone?
Wow. Bag has many Shemaine zips.
Instead of looking grateful, she's looking nervous.
Yeah. It's like a theater.
It's a travel urinal.
For my aging, yes.
For a woman, look, you put it in there and you got a pee-pee.
Oh, that is brilliant.
Will you open it up and show up?
I really want one. I'm so sorry. Merry Christmas to you.
I'll order a new one.
But that gift is Merry Christmas to all of us.
I don't think you can share this. I love it. But you know what, G? Between pregnant women and aging women, this is a great gift. So where
do you put what?
So, you'd probably...
I feel like you're suggesting...
Stand up in visums.
Neem photos.
No, I'm not going to stand up and show you. So...
It's got a pee-pee. It looks like a pee-pee.
It looks like a funnel.
Okay.
You know?
Funnel.
So does it suck onto you?
Well, you have to open it. Look, that's about the size of a vagina. So... Do you see what I mean? So you kind of you would put the cup over the vagina.
Andre is looking in absolute horror.
Well, I'm just looking at it and I'm just thinking of all the times that Pussy has told me on stage that she wants to go and go to Wee Wee or whatever. And
so it just means you don't have to go sit down.
It says
so,
yeah.
Where does the water go?
I want the bag. Where's the bag? Where the
here it is, my darling. But
listen
here. When you don't want to sit on a toilet that's unsanitary, or when one is not available, rely on Pez. The thing's name is Pez. Completely hygienic.
And so does it just store it in there? Does it
allows women of all ages. Can you listen?
Yes.
Allows all women. No, if you do it that way, you look like Darth Vader. A gay one. It allows women to urinate standing up. Discreet, portable, designed not to flow back, splash or spill. Hold the pez against your body and go. Just hold it against your body and go. So you don't press it.
Yeah,
so you don't put it inside the vagina.
No,
that goes on top of
that
it.
The hole is on the other side.
So it's like you can stand and urinate,
like,
women.
Wait, actually, yeah. Wow.
This is what you would do.
I'm sorry, I'm holding it with my hands.
Yes.
Do you want to read that, Chi?
Yes.
That's the instructions for the piss.
That's the front. 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 Back. Okay. And then...
No, but Shemaine... This is radio. We can't hear you.
Oh, come on. My voice is carrying.
No,
okay,
not really.
But it's not. So, okay, so I'm holding this funnel-like thing. So the flat part would probably go to the front, and the back part would probably go, the angled part would go to the back, which makes sense because that'll be kind of like, you know, if you know the anatomy of a woman, even a man's. So then you would just basically, you'd pee in there and the water would go and into the bag or, I don't know.
I thought it was one that you could wear all day on stage.
No. It's not going to help for incontinence. It definitely is just a funnel.
You know what? It's now that I'm standing like this, it's actually quite comfortable. You know, you don't have to go all the way down.
Do you quickly want to go pee and tell us what it was?
No. I'm just thinking it's really great.
You know what? I think this is basically for viewers who can't see it. For women who suffer from penis envy, this funnel has been developed.
I feel the penis envy one would work if it could stay there.
Yeah, no,
you can glue it.
But why do you want to wear it on stage?
You don't want something between your legs all day.
Not on stage. I said to the airport as well.
It's not even very comfortable. It's not for insertion into the human body.
I thought you put it in.
No.
So it sucks on.
Yeah, I did think it might go in when I saw this.
Darling.
No.
It needs to be cupped.
So when you pee,
yes.
Have you got the stream?
Yes.
Oh, I thought it was like a big flow.
Spray like a lion.
I thought you sprayed like a lion. So a woman has also got like a strolky.
A strolky. Oh.
No. I feel my situation is a little different.
Oh, you don't have a stream.
Yeah, well, it is a stream, but I do feel that there's a... I'm sorry, I'm getting
very
detailed here.
I'm getting very interested now.
But yeah, because I noticed when I spoke about it going up, no one responded, so I thought that maybe I was alone in it. So I've spoken to my doctor about it. It is absolutely normal. But it is still a stream. It's just a heavier one, slightly heavier.
Pussy, not too much information. I have to look at your face tonight. And all I'm going to think of is the stream.
But remember the stream. Remember, this was a cheapy Chinese one. You can get better ones, I suppose.
Well, thank you. That seemed to...
When I saw it, I thought of you, Shemaine, and I bought it immediately.
Oh, well, that's so thoughtful,
Why,
Casper.
Why, is my age? Hey, how you doing? I am older than you, so hey, that's all right. Thank you, Cassie.
It's a big pleasure, and have a happy and peepy Christmas.
Wat eet ek vandag? Dit sal Sandwich Baron moet wees. Hulle lewer mos gratis af by my huis of kantoor. Maar wat sal dit wees? 'N smaaklike toebroodjie, 'n kraak vars slaai of vars Franse brood met 'n verskeidenheid kwaliteit vulsels of dalk 'n reuse gebakte aartappel wat bedek is met romerige champignonsaus, roosgebraaide spek en baie cheddar kaas. By Sandwich Baron kan jy aanlyn bestel. Registreer eenmalig by die winkel van jou keuse. Bestel aanlyn by sandwichbaron.co.za. Sandwich Baron. And ongetwyfeld heerlijk.
Wow, I played 5 files together. I just want to say thank you to Sandwich Baron, of course, for all the stuff puppies they gave us. And today is no exception. Our stuff puppy, I asked Chi to give me a stuff puppy, Golden
What's
Oldie.
A stuff puppy?
A Golden oh. Oldie. Golden and she oldie. Gave me a number. A name, mm-hmm. And I've got lots of versions. So I think Shemaine, if you can tell us a little bit about the song, and then I'll play all the versions I have.
Okay, so it goes, "You don't own me." That one.
Yeah.
That's the one. Is that she?
Yeah.
That's the one.
Is that the just, one? Okay, so.
Just the
but
wrong.
Rather just tell us.
It's the wrong note, but the nice.
Yeah, I know, it's the wrong note, but you can't tell me anything. Andre, you can, because you've done opera, so you can tell me if it's the wrong note.
But I'll never be that unkind.
Oh, yeah, you just did. Thank you very much. Okay,
we've known each other too long.
Okay, so the song is called You Don't Own Me. So it started in 1963. Original was recorded in 1963. By Leslie Gore, a lady called Leslie Gore.
I don't know her yet.
And
I have her. Wait, I have her.
Okay.
Just give her a moment.
You don't own me. I'm not just one of your many toys. You don't own me.
like that sound.
Mm.
Don't say I can't go with other boys.
Okay.
So she the first time she recorded that, she was, well, when she recorded it, she was 17. But I'm sitting here and I'm wondering, what was your motivation for saying you wanted this one, Chief?
It is, it always takes me back to my childhood. It's in one of my favorite movies, which I watch every single year without fail.
Uh-huh.
1993. First Wives Club.
Ah.
And whenever I hear the song, I always think of Diane Keaton going, and oh, and her sweet little fringe shaking, tell me what to do. And I think it's just the sound. It, like, even just hearing Leslie's version, just hearing the music of the song, but the words behind it. For me, the film, yes, speaks about first wives and female empowerment in a sense, but I think, you know, as much as they were being released and emancipated from their marriages, I saw the friends, and especially in Diane, who I think is an actress that I just really just connect with. I just really feel like I'm as weird and as odd and as beautiful in the way she was to Woody Allen. I just feel as weird as her. And just the way the friends are being released by from their marriages, for me, it was a really special kind of release from a lot of things in my life that I think have always suffocated me.
Okay.
So I'm not owned by them. I continue to always pray to not be owned by them.
Because you know what was interesting as I read up on it, of course, this song was used as, you know, as part of the second wave of feminism's rise.
Yeah.
So it was kind of like their thing. And so even Quincy Jones, when... Because there's like more than one person. I've got another girl who did this thing as well, other than Leslie Gore. Her name is Grace, and she's an Aussie. And so Quincy Jones was the producer on this one, on the old one, and he was the producer on the 2015 one, which is what she did. So that's like I don't know, how many years ago? How many years apart?
54.
Oh, that 100.
So yeah, so a good few years apart. So he confirmed that the feminists used this as part of their emancipation statement. I'm paraphrasing terribly now, but you get the idea.
Tell you what to say. I don't do well, you ought to do. So just let me be myself. That's all I ask of you. I'm young, and I love to be young.
Nice, eh?
But can I tell you which is the best version of the song?
Tell.
Which?
He was, and this is now interesting with all the feminist stuff, it's a he, and it was last year, I think, last year's Britain's Got Talent, the boy that actually won, in his first round, he sang.
But you tell me who won the Britain's Got Talent, who won it?
Well, I can't remember his name, but he was brilliant.
Did he then win it with the song?
Not with the song, but it was his first round of the song.
So this is last
year's
one.
If we YouTube it, it's You Don't Own Me.
Britain's Got Talent.
Britain's Got Talent, was it X Factor? Oh, shit, I can't remember.
Well,
but it's the best version.
Okay, I have found someone called Brenna Whitaker, and that is very good.
It's not going to be as good as this.
Well, it doesn't want to play.
So if you want to try this one.
Ooh.
What have you got there?
Saint Pierre.
You don't own me.
Ooh. That's nice.
I'm not just one of your many toys. You don't own me. Don't say I can't go with other boys. And don't tell me what to do. Don't tell me what to say. Please, when I go out with you, don't put me on display. You don't own me.
Yes. Not bad, eh?
It's lovely.
Matt Terry, you don't own me.
Matt Terry.
Terry.
Okay. So this was who? Brenna Whitaker.
Look, are you looking for Matt Terry?
This is Dusty Springfield.
You don't own me. I'm not just one of your many toys.
Grace and G. Easy. G, easy, or EZ?
No.
What's happening?
E-N-S-Y.
What's happening? Sorry, this was a call from my worker from Malawi. Saying he's safe.
No, don't worry. I'm just see that chatting and I wonder why.
Oh, we're talking about the Grace's version of You Don't Own Me. Askisi.
Are you
so,
getting...
Because there's a rap, it's modern and rap, there's rap involved as
of
well.
You Don't Own Me. So,
yeah, I've heard that
please,
version.
Can we hear it too?
Have you got Matt Terry?
I didn't choose it because I didn't think it was that good.
Didn't you? Oh, is it?
Have you heard it?
Yes. I went through all the ones that I liked and I chose it. But it's now time for something else.
Can't we listen to Matt Terry?
I'm going to look it up because while we're going to talk to Bernard, I'm going to look it up for you. Matt Terry, hey?
Yes.
Okay. There we go. Bernard has got his gay news and we have to sit through this, unfortunately, because the fucking faggots must now also get respect.
Ag, ons wil net so ietsie sê so af en toe, jy weet.
Ja.
Net ons stemme lig. Ja, ag, net so 'n paar dingetjies wat nou interessant is. In America, you can actually study a few interesting courses. One of which is the art of drag. You can get your degree in drag.
Oh, yay.
Yes.
Who started and that? RuPaul?
Probably. She's one of the lecturers, yes. and then a few others that's quite, I think, interesting is queer practice. That's one of the courses you can take from Columbia University. United States of Queer, you can take from Dartmouth College. I know the name sounds dodgy. and then the University of Kentucky offer a course called Vampires, the Evolution of a Sexy Monster. Hmm. That's actual courses you can take. At, I don't know where's the world going to, but I like the art of drag. I like that.
Me too. I'm intrigued by the queer. What?
Yes,
what,
queer practice.
Queer practice.
What's that?
How?
I don't know. I don't know.
Go and that was question one.
Enroll and come tell us.
No, I've got friends who can teach
but
me.
But it sounds like courses that I would look forward to. You know?
Yeah, like,
you know?
It's not yay, class vandaag. Ons
yeah,
gaan,
yeah, yeah.
Ons gaan frikkie doen vandaag.
Yay, in die nek.
And then quite good news from Botswana, which it's, yeah, I don't know, this website is very dicey. They call Botswana a country in South Africa.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. And Botswana is in the center of South Africa.
Okay. Yes.
But that to the side.
That's global warming for ya.
A trans woman fought for the rights to change her gender on her ID, and eventually after years of fighting, she got it right, and they changed it legally, so she is legally now a woman.
Yay for her.
Yes, I think that's quite good.
But that's
especially for a country like Botswana. I mean, it's illegal to be gay there. So
really?
Yes.
I thought it was a nice country.
Oh. Illegal. Yeah.
It's beautiful, ma.
Nice. No, mag nie more obvious.
Mag nie flap nie.
Really?
No, Botswana.
Ja, pas op
no,
as jy vlieg waar hulle arresteer vir jou.
Wow. Waai om butch.
Waai om butch. Jy punch vlieg daar. Jy waai hulle nie weg nie.
Flap hulle nie weg.
Ja. En dan RuPaul's Drag Race is back.
Yeah!
All Star Season 3 will start on Thursday, 25 of January. And the contestants include Aja, which I hated.
Tell me about Aja. What's that?
Aja, the one with bad skin. And annoying voice and complain every time she opens her mouth.
Okay.
It's like tiny. She was
do
now
you
in
it,
the.
I've watched the finale.
Of what season?
Of this last season.
Season okay. 9, yeah. Aja was in season 9, but she fell out early in the competition.
Okay.
And Ben de la Creme is back, which I love. Chichi Devane, Kennedy Davenport, Milk, Morgan McMichael, Shangela, Thorgy Thor, and Trixie Mattel.
Are they all in the
They're all in All Stars Season 3.
The person that won this year, sorry, what was her name?
I
thought she was brilliant.
Wasn't the Asian one?
Wasn't it Bob the Drag Queen?
No.
The previous one.
What I liked about her is that she was so different in all her looks, and she never, ever tried too hard. You know, she was just doing it and being it.
It's
and she was very funky, interesting
bald
hair.
Bald head,
yes.
The chi one.
Yeah, I liked her very much. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay,
and I liked good. The fact that she was down-toning at things and still getting the S's across. Mm,
definitely. And then
okay, so when does
the
it
internet
start,
says Sasha Velour.
Sasha Velour.
Sasha Velour. Yes.
Yeah.
Look at you.
21st century. She's like, I'm here.
Like I said, Casper, it starts on the 25th of January.
You must say things like that again to the older generation.
Yes, yeah.
25th of January and 20?
Yes, on VH1.
Okay, I've got VH1.
Yeah, it moved to VH1 now.
Not.
So she's not on...
But what can't we it? Get it illegally somewhere?
Yeah.
Okay. That's all I want to know.
Right. A few sites. Well, it's on Showmax. Well,
I boycott them now.
Two seasons behind, but it's there.
Oh, fuck them.
And then I'm very excited about this. It's not gay news per se, but I mean, it's a huge movie in the gay community. Death Becomes Her. I don't know if you remember that movie. Mm. Death Becomes Her with Meryl Streep and...
Roseanne Barr.
No.
Goldie Hawn.
Goldie Hawn. Yeah. They both died and then they found this potion and for eternal life, but they fall apart very drastically. So this is becoming a Broadway musical.
How the fuck are they going to do the falling apart bit?
I don't know. I'm excited to see. So hopefully... Yeah. It will be on stage by 2019 when I'm there.
So one of the songs going will be back? I'm Falling
yes.
Apart. It's Trying to Get Back.
Awesome.
I will go back. I will.
Let's see. Just save.
Watch
save.
Me. Watch me.
You're wearing an Evan Hansen cap. Did
yes,
you see the music?
I did.
I hate you with Ben
it
Platt.
Was amazing. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that and Bette Midler. I also saw in Hello Dolly, which was quite something.
I saw Ben Platt in Hello Dolly. It didn't work.
Is it?
Mm-mm. No. It said goodbye, Dolly.
Did you see that? Yeah, Evan Hansen is... I saw 5 shows on Broadway and it's by far the best one I've seen ever.
That's he only saw 5 shows yet. Eh? But listen...
Ben Platt is uncanny. It is the best musical's voice ever.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's not make it about Bannon.
Okay.
Okay, and then lastly...
Really?
Yes. I don't know if you know about this stage play, Vir Ander, that was on at the State Theatre and I think at one of the festivals as well. It's about conversion camps, about people that and that all happened in South Africa. Thing. Well, they're trying to raise funds now.
Did it happen here too?
It's about everything that happened here. It's in 2015. There was two guys, Alex de Kooker and Michael Erasmus, who got they were found guilty of murder of the 15-year-old Raymond Boyce. And so the whole play is about that, and they want to transform it into a movie now.
Gigi's looking at you like, what? Wow. What the hell?
No, I'm just thinking.
What's bad is
I would like to watch it.
Two boys died before this guy, and nothing happened. Yeah, so I hope they can make a movie of it, and
there is a crowdfunding project.
Yes, it's on. Candystick.co.za. You can go there and
give
contribute.
Money there?
Yes, you can donate.
Or food or something.
No, you can give money.
Money.
They need nine million rand. So
okay, I'll start giving. Yes. Tell me. I thought you were going to say it's going to become a new musical in Broadway.
But, okay. Sad.
That'll be a very cock musical. Yeah. Right? But do you know what's becoming a musical already?
Which one?
Muriel's Wedding.
Yes.
We want to see that.
I love apparently the movie.
Apparently it's fantastically directed by none other than Tim Minchin, if you know the name or not. Sister. She directed it in Australia, and it's a huge success. And then the West End will have a revival of...
Which?
Are you going back there?
Na 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 na. Look at me, I'm standing in a circle now. He doesn't know me, but I know him.
He was chess in my life.
What's that?
Chess.
Yes.
Okay.
Chess is coming back. Chess is coming back to the West End. The West End. Listen, what did you want to give away? It was tickets to a show.
Yes, but... they must just go to the social media page.
Yeah, but just tell me what show. Tell me what show this is.
It is...
Pinocchio.
And when it is. And then what I will do is I will put it on the Casper Radio Show page.
Yes, it is. It's there already.
Oh, it's there. People post, rush.
So just go there and...
Rush, Jennifer. Yeah, Jennifer, can, rush.
It's to the Unplugged 62 competition in Barrydale. Ach, not competition. Music festival in Barrydale.
Now, how do they get tickets? They write to the Casper Radio
They
show.
Can go onto the page and everything will be there.
Okay, people. If you're close to Barrydale, I think it'll help. Moenie nou as jy bly in Kakeetmans Hoop. Fokken inskryf nie. Jy gaan jou gat afbetaal om daar uit te kom.
Unless you're en route.
Unless you're en route or close or you stay close. Then I think you should try. We can give you tickets. Because we are that way, you know.
That's how we roll.
That's how we roll, ladies and gentlemen.
That was for Chi. Just, you know, that was just...
Yeah,
so
thank
we
you.
Can show off.
Yeah.
Yes.
Show off that we're not that old.
I understood.
Now you said I couldn't find this Matt guy on iTunes with You Don't Own Me.
You'll find him on YouTube.
On YouTube.
What's his name again?
I'm opening it.
Matt Lauer.
I had it.
Matt Lauer.
Yeah. Ooh, who got fired? But that's another
Matt
story.
Terry.
I love your hat,
Matt Terry.
Cassie.
Yeah.
I love your Christmas wiki.
Thank
yes,
you.
Yes, it's very sweet.
It's too
is
cute.
Is it pinned on?
I don't know. It's just too cute.
Someone put it on.
A hat on a hat.
That sounds like a Sondheim number.
Yes.
It's a hat on a hat.
A hat in a park.
In a park.
On a Sunday night.
You guys are so creative.
What is this Aquafrey sign from Rooikopie? What?
No, not Rooikopie. That's
another panto.
So is that Lillian one You Don't Own Me?
Nee, dan voel ik me heel erg blij.
Wil
ik
het liefst bij mama zijn?
Rooikopie was niet blij om Marnie, ze was bij oma.
I know, but
so the whole story is wrong in Dutch.
Do you think they had a musical?
They probably had a musical.
I did not give him that information. It's when you multitask. Leave men to multitask and they read wrongly.
Shut up, Roy Kapi.
Thank you.
Word geëet, Roy Kapi.
Ja, wat asseblief. She's so goody-goody.
Reminds me of me, hein?
Oh.
Okay, you take... Goody-goody.
I'm gonna vomit when I ever hear the song again.
You won't.
Is this Matt?
No, it's not Matt.
That sounds, it sounds flamish. Ik wil vrij zijn, that's Flemish.
Dit kan net Dana Winner wees wat sy gestrol
no, van. No, it's Luke van Kampelen.
Dit klink so actually.
Dit klink soos Dana, ja.
Hey, right, Trillin of
Steen. Lillian sy peer.
Wat het geword van Dana?
Geens om.
Nee, ja? Geens nie om nie.
Ek het een keer een voorblads met haar geskiet in België. Ai, toch.
En, vertel.
Ach, dit was maar een voorblad.
Soos wie is sy?
Sy is een blonde meisie met een Trillin of Steen.
Aha. Soos jy van hulle hou. Maar,
ja.
maar is hy gaaf of is hy bietjie snoetie?
Ach, Kasper, sy is van nogal forgettable, maar sy, ja, sy is fijn. Sy is fijn, sy is rechtig fijn. Sy is nie so oulik soos ons legendes, soos Rina en Karika en soeke wonderlijke mense.
Dis wat ek al gedink het, jy weet, ja. is hy so, nie?
Nee, glad nie, sy kom nie na by hulle nie.
Wat is Karumba sy naam nou weer, Janita?
Ja, nee, sy kom nie na by hulle nie. Nee,
but she,
from she's sitting here.
Going, what
it looks
hell?
Like she's watching tennis.
The last thing I had to figure out what the fuck is going on.
Macy, I wondered what she did.
Okay, she's a singer in Belgium, and she's very famous. Uh-huh. And I did a magazine cover with her.
Okay, I knew someone had been in contact with her. Okay.
Now the question that I really want to ask is, what magazine was this?
Lost Life.
Okay.
No, it was for sorry. Sorry.
Love means never having to say you're
sorry.
Sorry.
Okay, now here's the last fucking you don't own me we'll ever hear for a while.
No.
Jerry, maar is opgeneem deur iemand se hol. This is what I base. Nee, maar dis ook nie sy ma.
What a pity, because there is a beautiful version, and this boy is arguably, listen to it at home, he's probably one of the best vocalists I've heard in a long time.
Hmm.
Yeah.
You've had in a long time?
No, the men
you've
I'm
heard.
Talking about heard in a long time. Oh. Good heavens.
You can hear Cassie's deprived.
And I've got here something written, what we've done. Give Charmaine a special pee thing. You've got.
She's got her pee thing.
I've got some wonderful questions for you. For Chi, if no one snaps you up, then you must come when you have time to come here because she's got a beautiful voice, and then I can replace you with Charmaine.
Because I wouldn't want to do that to her. I just want to come and
hear that
my,
voice. Hear that voice.
You know what? I'm actually not very selfish. So, yay, come.
Well, we can all share.
Oh, yes. Oh, we hear probably that share. Will.
Oh, makes me
she's
nervous.
Got a nice bass. Did you know that rabbits eat all... You know, they. Well, tell me what rabbits eat.
Lettuce.
Yes. Let us all remember. Carrot.
Yeah, they eat most veggies.
Yeah. Now, what is bad for carrots? That's just like a
for rabbits.
For carrots or for rabbits?
Rabbits.
Did I say carrots?
Yes, yes.
Gave it away.
Drought is bad for carrots.
I gave it away.
That's funny.
What is bad for carrots?
Rabbits. Because they eat them.
I'm sorry.
That is so good.
I was so excited to ask questions. Yes, they can't eat carrots because it gives them rotten teeth.
Oh, it's like garlic for dogs.
Yeah, but you always see...
I liked your version more. I liked Andre's version more.
What did he say?
He says because those things, the bunnies eat the carrots, so that's why they're bad for them.
Exactly.
So, I mean, please, are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yes,
you
it does. Yes.
So I thought that was
We're
funny.
Clever enough to understand it. Kasper is looking for more questions.
I am.
Not going to give the punchline away.
Yeah, I must now act with myself. I know you, someone like my ek is dyslexic.
I weet jy.
Tell me, How fast does a fart move?
110 kilometers.
You need it in
decibels.
Depends
on the pressure.
You want it in decibels.
Usually then. Usually your average fart travels at...
Absolutely no idea.
80.
80 what?
Kilometers per hour.
Are you fucking mad? I said, no, he poop. That is the mens in Roodepoort, Duiselrug. Nee. It's only 11 kilometers an hour.
That's slow.
Yeah.
The way it expels from the body, gets expelled from the body, feels faster. Gee, this is what you're going to have to deal with if you do come.
Yes.
Because the conversation gets like really rowdy and
it's
and
interesting,
messy,
eh?
All that.
It's lovely.
I like to fart.
You know, so if you're super sensitive and you're a girly girl and you cry, then don't come because they'll tease
she
you to
can
death.
Face it, man.
Yeah, no, so long weg bly altyd.
Ja, sy's in skok.
Ja.
Sy's in fok.
Sy kom en dan bly sy weg vir 2 maande.
Ja.
Wat kook?
En hy in die kamer by die huis.
She's in shock. She's in shock every now and then, then she stays away.
That's not true. I have work, you know. I'm a multi-talented woman.
Can we just go on?
Especially after we had strippers in studio, then she's gone for 3 months.
We have strippers too.
Oh, yes.
When did you have strippers?
Male or female?
Male.
Male.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, no.
What a week. I should have gone to that show.
Get female strippers in here? Are you kidding me? All of them gay men with female strippers?
No.
It's a waste of time. I'm the one who has to suffer.
No. So, just about looking at the goods.
If you do... I think I've spoken about this and now it's come true. You see, I'm always too late. You can drink pills. And then if you poop, it smells like roses. I want to get those pills. What? It smells like roses. Was it you, Shemaine? Isn't that wonderful?
Everything's coming out roses.
And
daffodils and
fartables. Yeah,
but that probably comes from that same website that Bernard got the info that Botswana's in the middle of South Africa.
And yeah. I saw on his sheet it said in the South African country of Botswana.
Yes, exactly. So no,
yeah.
I wouldn't put credit
in the middle
to
of
that.
South
okay,
Africa.
Okay. Grab your funny where your moan is. Take your phone and Google pills. Roses fart and see if you get something.
Yes,
so,
but
see, if
obviously you'll get it, but
I want people to learn things.
P-I-L-L or pearls, P-E-A-R-L.
But it's the same as those pills you can swallow.
Do we have...
And then you have glitter poo.
No, I don't want...
It's capsules with glitter that you swallow and then...
No, but that's for yourself,
yeah,
I suppose.
Glitter. Also people who wear glitter lipstick.
I'm not going to call... Someone said, come look, my cock is glittering, come look.
So I'm
you
thinking,
know?
Who's going to clean that toilet? Because glitter
exactly,
sticks every
sticks.
Freaking way.
Tell me about it.
No, it's hell no.
I hate
like
glitter. And I have to wear it once a week.
Oh, once a week? Did you find any rose smelling farts yet?
No.
So are you getting a second
to make
season?
Our fart smell like flowers?
No, it
okay,
is
well, you look
under fake news.
No, man.
Yes.
Don't you talk cocky.
It is. It's under fake news. Donald
not,
Trump said that
Donald
you will
Trump.
Find these pills under the wall that is being built.
In Mexico.
In Mexico. So that is where those are.
That
no, actually there
on.
Is a blue pill that says top. Pricks. Is it pricks? I haven't got my glasses on. So it's a
I
blue
hope.
Prick.
You can tell someone's age by the distance that they hold their phone. Andre, your phone is like in fucking don't know where.
No, darling,
Eden
it's just
Vale.
My hand is resting on the counter.
Okay, we'll go with that one.
Okay, I found something.
Oh, yeah, yes.
Okay, firstly, this is a picture for everyone in studio.
It's a red.
It's a red pill with lots more pills inside it.
It looks like hundreds and thousands.
They do look like
one.
Hundreds and thousands.
Okay.
It says rose-scented fart pill.
There you go. I'm not lying.
Give everyone the privilege of basking in the glorious scent of your flatulence after you ingest a couple of these rose-scented fart pills.
Mm.
Made from all natural ingredients,
oh my
the
God.
Pills perfume your farts, transforming them from gag-worthy to simply divine. 2350, check it out.
$23?
Yeah, $23.
So why can't you just eat rose petals?
Exactly.
No, Charmaine, don't talk cock.
And don't say mention Bloemfontein.
People eat rose petals.
Sit in a rose.
Yes.
People eat
rose jelly.
People eat roses.
Where do I put her off here? Where do I switch her off?
But Boerta said he ate any... Yeah, I saw him eat these things. Rose petals.
Yeah, and the rose jelly is delicious.
You can also shut up.
Okay, so this page gets worse. You may also enjoy throwing your hard-earned cash away on the following, which is just boxes and bags of selling or buying farts
unicorn
for your
friends.
Unicorn farts for your friends.
I will buy that just because it's cute. I'm just like,
really?
It's,
oh, we learned a word. We learned a word. Oh, no, no, that's a gimmick. What is gimmick in Afrikaans?
Kartuter.
No, that's gadget.
Oh.
That's why I wanted to use it now, to show that we can use what we learn. No, but I wanted to say it sounds like a kartuter, but that's a gimmick. That's a gadget. Gimmick sal water het wees. False plezierkie. When you meet someone, Andre, I want to ask you this.
Yes?
When you meet someone, and I think this is nothing to do with sex. It's just... if you like someone or not, how long does it take your brain to decide whether he likes someone or not?
I'd like to take this one.
Yes.
All right.
Listen.
I think it happens immediately.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you see by my reaction that there's another answer? Yeah. Okay. Nice one, Chi. Nice one. Trying.
Thank you.
Trying. Andre?
Well, you kind of lost me when you said it's not for sex, and I lost interest.
I know.
So then I don't even want to meet. No, it must be less than a split second.
To decide?
Whether you like somebody.
I'm not talking... Yeah, but you can't. Then you're just in it for the looks. I'm talking about just how long will it take you? You got to talk to people.
Really?
Okay. What about gut feel?
What shallow people are you?
And the gut feel?
Yeah, that's what I was going with.
A gut feel.
I mean, let's say if you really want to get to know someone, it'll take you a year.
Okay. No. You don't know me. You don't own me. Okay, here we are at a party.
Yes.
I'm new. Bernard introduced me to Andre.
Andre, meet Casper.
Hi.
Hello, Casper.
I like your music. I get all your platen.
In that case, I'm sorry, we're not going to hit it off.
I think 3 seconds is the answer.
Yeah, because if you're going to try and smooth talk me like that, it ain't going to work.
Ik wil glad nie, jy repuls my. Maar ek bedoel net, ek hou van jou as artist. As
I mean, if I think is the way that we met for the first time, can you remember?
Are we now doing the party or really?
No, really. At Stellenbosch.
We're out of the party now.
At Stellenbosch.
I mean, not the party anymore.
I had all these ideas about you in my head when your lecturer told me that if I had Casper de Vries's talent, I would have become a big star in this country.
Well, they told me something else. If I had something else of yours, I would be very happy.
Yeah, well, people like my voice.
Our people will be finished now. Oh, I've got one question, but that's not a question anymore.
But we don't have the answer yet for the previous one.
Oh, 90 seconds.
Oh,
90
wow.
seconds, okay.
Yeah. Let's just talk a bit.
That is immediate.
In occhio in Italian means what? Occhio. Occhio.
Well, somebody with eyes.
Yes, you're right. How do you know that?
Because I'm very clever.
Ocula. Yes.
Pine seed eye means... Pinocchio.
Pinocchio. You see, we're in Italian play. We're playing Pinocchio.
Pine seed from the wood.
Yes.
And occhio from the eye. I don't know why not nose. But that is how it started in 1883. Carlo Collodi wrote Pinocchio, the pine seed eye. Isn't that a wonderful way to end our show?
Marvelous.
Yes.
Charmaine, I send you a wonderful... Did you get it?
No.
No, a famous last thought?
No, you didn't send me.
I did. I didn't read it. I'm going to get
it
for you. And I want you not to read it anymore because I like Chi's voice better. Chi, if you can read this for us, this is our final thought. And then after that, we will say goodbye to everyone.
I'm opening a gym called Resolutions. It will have exercise equipment for the first 2 weeks, and then it will turn into a bar for the rest of the year.
Yippee.
We love that.
Boom.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
And a happy new year.
Good luck with your pantomime. It is wonderful. People rush to see it. It is really fantastic. Even jokes for older people that flies over the children's heads, thank God. So it's nice. And thanks to you, nice meeting you. I'm going to plague you now, hunt you down like Harvey Weinstein to come and to come onto the show. And I'm glad to have met you and to have seen you. Bernard, what can one say? Nothing. Thank you for the year. Thank you for the years.
Aww. The years.
Thank you, Charmaine. Thank you for the years.
You're welcome.
It was so
thank
nice.
Thank you, Cassie, for
and
the years.
And have a nice Christmas, hey?
Thank you, Casper. Lovely meeting you, too.
Thank you.
Sometimes you sit on my wonder.
This is CliffCentral.com.